This is Phoenix FM.
It's 1-2-3 with me, Bob Simpson. Now, I'd like to introduce you to Drew Levi. He's a 21-year-old singer-songwriter who's currently finding his rightful place in the music industry. He taught himself to play piano after being inspired by Sir Elton John, having briefly met him whilst being in the original cast of Billy Elliot, the musical, back in 2005. Drew is about to release his latest EP, Just Call, and he joins me now. Welcome, Drew.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon to you. Now, I've been looking down a long list of your achievements. At 21, you've already acted in a film, performed on the West End stage and at the London Olympics, won a national and local singing competitions. You've supported Westlife on stage and appeared in a panto.
Yeah.
Is there no end to your talents?
No, I've been busy. Now you've said that, I think it's just hit me what I've done. But no, yeah, I've done a fair bit.
You have done a lot. So when did it all start for you?
Well, it started obviously doing the West End shows when I was younger.
What age?
I was 9, 10.
Right.
Went to a performing arts school and went from there, really. I followed my sister's footsteps and all my brothers and sisters, actually.
Right.
But yeah, my sister, Holly Blue, she went to a performing arts college and I ended up joining and was surprisingly good at it.
Right.
And got my first audition for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which was at the Palladium, and went up there. Fearless, because I was doing rugby at the time,
right.
And ended up getting the understudy and ended up playing the part of Jeremy in the show, and alongside Michael Ball and a few others, and it just went from there, really. Yeah,
fantastic. And is that something that you knew you wanted to do from an early age, or did you kind of just fall into it?
I just kind of fell into it, definitely.
Really?
So I was looking to do rugby. I was doing well. I played for Basildon and moved up to Chelmsford, and then obviously I don't know. It was just one Sunday. I just. Saw these girls coming out of the car with their leotards, and I was dropping my sister off, and I thought, I've got to check this place out. But yeah, I just kind of fell into it, and obviously once I started doing the singing side, of course I kind of loved it, and slowly hung up my rugby boots.
Right, okay.
And bought myself a leotard.
This we've got to see. So did your parents support and encourage you in all this?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my mum especially, who's here, me.
Yeah.
And my dad.
Hello,
as well.
Hello. So, and you got to meet Elton John. What was that like?
Yeah, that was kind of coming to the, I say, when I was kind of my late teenagers. I was about 15.
Right.
And I've obviously original cast Bill Elliott, and they held a party. He wasn't at the party, but obviously our first show that we performed, Victoria.
Right.
He was there, and he come wish us like good luck and stuff, and that was just kind of
fantastic.
A bit of a shock, just, you know, Sir Elton John saying good luck to us.
Absolutely. Well, lots of achievements, as I said, including winning the UK Unsigned Singer Songwriter competition, in which you performed at the O2 Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
It's a great venue. I like that venue. Yeah. So, all these things you've done at the tender age of 21, what's the thing that you've most enjoyed and why?
Oh, good question. Most enjoyed is probably, do you know what? It was probably working on. Actually, I say Les Mis,
right.
Definitely Les Mis,
really?
You know, that's a legendary show.
Fantastic.
And being part of that, and it was actually the 20 years anniversary,
right?
So we had all our kind of the previous cast members coming down, and even the French president come and watch.
Wow.
With a French Gavroche out in France, Paris, and you know, being alongside the people there was amazing. But I'd also say kind of Bill Elliott working on the show, because it was like a long process once I was kind of cast. You know, the process of kind of going through the rehearsals and stuff with director, which has just completely gone out of my mind.
Never mind, don't worry. Yeah,
Stephen Daldry, cool. Stephen Daldry, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, right, yeah.
That was great. And obviously, I met Stephen Daldry again at the Olympics, and we had a quick catch up.
So what did you do at the Olympics?
The Olympics, I was dancing. And drumming, because I don't know if you watched it.
Yeah.
It was obviously going through.
This is the opening ceremony.
The opening ceremonies,
right?
The opening ceremonies going throughout the years.
Yeah.
I was one of the dancers, and also the drumming. We had play your drum so your mum can see you on TV.
Right.
That was the thing we used to say. So it was like.
And did you see yourself on TV? Did you spot yourself?
I didn't quite know. There was so many people at the time.
Yeah.
And obviously, I was kind of so indulged with the audience and stuff, and everyone just kind of taking photos, and the sound and the cheers and stuff when we was on stage. It was just
huge.
Was another kind of a great memory.
Absolutely huge. Something to remember all your life there, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're about to release your EP, Just Call.
Yeah.
It's an album of songs you've written yourself.
Yeah.
So I think we should hear you perform one of them now. What are you going to sing, Drew?
I'm going to sing a song called More Than a Friend. So this is going to be on the EP. And I wrote this, I think it was about a year ago. And yeah, so...
What's the song about?
Do you know what? It's about a good friend of mine. It's actually a girl.
Okay.
Just a friend. She did panto with me. Right. Lucy Reed. She's out there listening. Okay. And she said to me, oh, Drew, come on, like, write a song about me. I was like, what? I was like, I can't write a song about you. We're good pals, you know. I don't know. I'd write kind of what I've gone through and stuff. And I said, well, you know, we've never really kind of gone through nothing. We're just good friends and stuff. So I kind of turned it into a kind of a friendship, but maybe more than a friend.
Okay.
If we was kind of to be together. Okay. And yeah, so I come up with this.
Fantastic. Over to you.
Baby, I could tell you something about you. You make me happy deep inside, only that you can do. And we've been friends for 2 years, it doesn't seem that long. We talked about being together, but it seems so wrong. But I could tell you anything I need to. You know that I'm there for you, and if time goes by, your feelings grow. Tell me, 'cause I'm holding on to hope. It's what I hope. 'Cause I am your best friend. I could be your boyfriend. Everything you've wanted and more. I'd still be your best friend, but you'd be my girlfriend. It's all that I've wanted and more and more. Show my feelings that I have inside. I'd be too scared to lose you, girl, that I couldn't sacrifice. Do we stay like this forever is what I ask myself. 'Cause I don't think I can carry on pretending not to be myself. 'Cause these are the questions every night I ask. Am I trying too much? Am I trying too hard? But I've gotta take this final chance. She's met a guy and it could be over. It can't be over. 'Cause I am your best friend, but I could be your boyfriend. And everything you've wanted and more. I'd still be your best friend, but you'll be my girlfriend. It's all that I've wanted and more and more. 'Cause I am your best friend, I could be your boyfriend. It's all that I've wanted. There we go.
Fantastic. Drew Levi performing live in the studio here. Absolutely live. Brilliant stuff. What was that again? Sorry, what was
More Than a Friend.
More Than a Friend. Yeah. Marvellous. Well, we've got another track to play from you a little bit later on.
Sure.
But as I say, on this EP, all the songs you've written yourself, is that something you find easy, the songwriting process, or do you have to work hard at it?
Yeah, I think I find that the music-wise, where I've taught myself to play piano, I've always just practiced different chords, so I feel like I can get the music completely. I mean, lyrics as well, and obviously just stuff that's happened in the past, and just obviously what lyrics and stuff and come up with stories. I just kind of tend to play the music first, and then whatever I feel like that kind of goes with, or the situation, or what it should be about, I kind of pick a line or it becomes a chorus, and then right. I kind of build around that.
So you usually draw from your own experience, do you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, or maybe other people's as well, but mainly my own. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the new EP has four beautiful songs on it and a great video to go with the track we're going to play a little bit later. Don't Cry.
Yeah.
It was released on YouTube yesterday, and it's already got hundreds of views on there.
Yeah.
You seem to be quite popular, especially locally.
Yeah. No. I've just obviously it's come out yesterday, so I'm just kind of pushing it about, and obviously there'll be more songs, more videos to follow once the EP's out. I'm just kind of doing a lot of gigs around town, and especially this week, and with the build up with the launch night.
That's right. I was just about to mention that. Yeah, the launch is next Thursday, I think.
Next Thursday.
Tell us all about that, Drew.
Yeah. Well, I've got my launch night next Thursday at the Sugar Hut, so you're more than welcome to come down. I'll be performing the EP live around about 8 o'clock. It's actually in the restaurant part of Sugar Hut, the bar, and I've got the courtyard open as well. And you're more than welcome to come down. I'm also celebrating my 22nd birthday.
Hey.
As it's my 22nd birthday on August the 25th, which is a Monday. So it's going to be a big weekend that weekend.
Quite a night,
EP and then the launch.
Very good. And what else is coming up for you in the future? I know you've got a good few gigs lined up, haven't you?
I'm performing my next gigs on Tuesday. I've got it's at the Lucky Pig up in London, Fitzrovia.
Yeah.
And as I say, I've got the O'Neill's Beer Music Festival, along with a couple of friends of mine who are performing, Lily Lucy and Andy T. Got a few friends out there performing at night. They're all on my YouTube and my Facebook. Drew Levi /
you've got a gig in Leicester Square as well.
This Sunday, Rise One Club in Leicester Square,
right.
That's on Sunday, about 8 o'clock, and come along.
Just forgot that one.
I'm just, sorting out so many gigs. I forgot about that. But that's going to be a good one as well, because I like it's a really good kind of venue. It's a good club. That should be a good one.
Yeah, well, I think you're really good. You've got an excellent voice there, strong.
Thanks.
And yeah, very, very good. So how about your music? Where can people find your music and a bit more about you?
Yeah, so say the EP will be out on iTunes and Amazon.
Yep.
So you can obviously just go on iTunes, Drew Levi, or just check me out on my YouTube and my Facebook, obviously, which is youtube.com/DrewLeviH. That's my YouTube. And then my Facebook's facebook.com/DrewLevi, but if you type it on Google, I'm sure it'll come up, kind of stuff. And
fantastic.
Download the EP.
Right, yeah. Well, good luck with the EP launch next week, and with all you do, Drew, you deserve much success with your undoubted talent and your work ethic. You obviously work really hard. The other thing, I know your dad has had a tough time lately after a really bad accident, and we all here at Phoenix would like to wish him well and a speedy recovery.
Thank you.
So thanks for performing for us today. We're going to play out with your track Don't Cry, and I think you ought to introduce it. Could you tell us about the track, where it came from, and you can lead us into
this track Don't Cry, it's definitely one of my favorites, and it's been a very popular track, it was just the start of the music, you hear it, and it's just two chords and the progression of it, and I'm a very big much fan of kind of Adele, and I don't know, just the it's so subtle, like when I was just playing, and the story of it, it's just a typical love song, but I don't know, it's just, this was something that kind of was something in the past, but really I've just kind of made up as a love song, and it just tells you that, you know, no matter what happens in a relationship, you know, we all make mistakes, you know, we're all human, and if we love each other, that's how it is, and obviously this is Don't Cry, so I hope you enjoy it.
Right at the start, am I so bad? You took his hand, you made all those plans to meet up again. So baby, don't you cry for me, no. Baby, don't you cry for me, no. 'Cause I know I'll never let you go. you cry for me, no. Baby, don't you cry for me, no. 'Cause I know I'll never let you go.
It's Friday music.
Never in my life should I have had high hopes of you. What would you think if I went and did the same? Never in my life would I dream of going behind your back. Don't tell me, girl, that it was just a bad mistake. Bad, and I know it's sad for me to get upset like this, but it's you I miss. Maybe it's me, maybe like you said, it's me. But I just can't help the way I feel. Baby, I know we make mistakes, but love can heal. If we give it time, everything will be alright. So baby, don't you cry for me, no. Baby, don't you cry for me, no. 'Cause I know I'll never let you go. So baby, don't you cry for me, no. Baby, don't you cry for me, no. 'Cause I know I'll never let you go.
Phoenix 98 FM.